producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Some people say Steffen.
Steffen
with Steffen. Doug Steffen.
Everything better with Steffen.
Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden. We're going to have Maria Francesca Trilogy to talk about the new year, some astrology trends for this year coming up in a few minutes. Meanwhile, actually, one of the things I want to ask her about is the weather. The folks at NASA are predicting this year's El Nino could rival the worst showing on record, which goes back to 1997.
Were you just listening to us right now?
No, I was having something to eat. What were you saying?
I said to Rich off air, because I live in Los Angeles, and I said, oh my gosh, Rich, I said, if I hear one more thing about El Nino, El Nino is going to be the worst one ever. Yes, people go bananas in Los Angeles when it's going to rain, but everybody's like, El Nino's here because it's going to rain this week. I mean, it's
rain every day this week. I'm leaving to go back east where the weather is improving. It's kind of chilly, but we need rain here in Southern California. So it's going to rain today, later on, tomorrow, Thursday, Wednesday, and Thursday it'll stop. I'll be back Friday. So there you go. How about them apples? And in the meantime, Illinois, Missouri, the areas up and down the Mississippi River are looking today at the mess that has been caused by that flood, the rain, which seemed not to want to stop. Just keeps raining. Well, it hadn't over the weekend, it stopped, but there's silt being built up down in the mouth of the Mississippi Delta. All that silt from the far, silt is loam, dirt, topsoil that gets washed away from the not only the farms along the Mississippi, but all the tributaries that feed in the Ohio River and the Missouri River. And these rivers have, again, where there's good bottom land next to rivers, there's always great farming because over the years the dirt has come from the water and sort of settled there. So now it's going down. I remember whether it was after the big Katrina hurricane, it seemed to me it was earlier than that, when there was a big flood in the Mississippi and the folks at the Army brought in these barges with these excavators on them, and they sat at the end, at the mouth of the Mississippi, and they just dredged dirt for months and months and months to try to save all the dirt that had gone down the river. And it's unbelievable how much loam, if you want to call it that, dirt, topsoil, whatever you want to call it, has washed down the river. And maybe this has been what's gone on over years and years and centuries and millennia, but it still is discouraging because this is cropland. This is where the heartland of American food gets grown. And if the topsoil is compromised, which in this case it is, then what the heck? How are you going to grow good crops? So it's a serious problem. This silt buildup and recovery effort will take weeks and weeks and months. But in California, we will find it's been cool here the last, 2-3 weeks, actually. Hasn't it?
Yeah, maybe even longer. It's been pretty chilly. Mm-hmm.
So, explain to everybody the difference between El Nino and La Nina.
El Nino means rain. And I remember back when we had an El Nino in the 90s, I mean, everything was flooded. Because what happens a lot in the valley areas, especially where I live in the San Fernando Valley, the water kind of pools there because it's a low area. So you will have water up above the curbs. It's difficult. I mean, you've got cars rolling down the street. I mean, it was a big deal. I remember when it happened. La Nina is, I think, when it's warm and it's dry, and that's what we've been in. It was a La Nina pattern for a long time, which contributed to this drought that we're in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're not going to do anything about it. It's good in the sense that it should keep the fire hazards down here.
We've only really popularized the El Nino, La Nina weather name for what, last, maybe in the last 8 years?
Before, we just called it the weather.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we have this name for it, and it's apparently just been around forever.
Yep.
Oh, and just wait. You know what? It's so funny to watch. And you guys probably laugh at us in Los Angeles, because if you come to town this week, for instance, when it's going to rain every day, as Doug mentioned, it will be a news event that will be raining.
Be
we are on
news.
Storm watch. Yeah. Oh, there'll be a name of it. You know,
I will never forget being in San Diego when it rained, and it was like a light rain. It was raining, but it was like a light rain.
All right.
You would have thought that a blizzard just blew into town.
So what's going to happen to the homeless here? In New York, Governor Cuomo has signed an order to require local officials all over New York State to force the homeless into shelters when the temperatures go below 32 degrees, which is about to happen with some consistency all across the state and all across the Northeast.
How do you do that?
It's wintertime.
How do you force anybody into a shelter that's not locked and no bars?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, my neighborhood, I shared my story.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why I had a homeless lady trying to take up residency on my patio is because there was an anticipation for El Nino a month ago in October. And so there was a wash at the base of the hills, which is near my house, that these homeless guys had just set up residency. And there were hundreds of them with camps and, you know, little tents and stuff. They were living out in this canyon. And the people knew that these guys were going to die if they didn't get replaced because of these El Nino storms. So they moved everybody out and they tried to direct them into shelters, but none of these homeless people wanted to go because you couldn't use drugs, you're under someone else's watch, people are mentally disturbed, and so the shelter sat empty until this weekend. And I thought it was interesting because it's been very cold over the last few weeks. I guess the shelters have been really filling up because finally the weather has driven some of them inside, but you know, you're going to see some of them die because they don't have the wherewithal to go indoors.
All right, before we bring Maria in here, I want to introduce you to Susan Parkinson. Susan Parkinson has done what I hope to do with my farm in Massachusetts, create a sanctuary. I'm more interested in bovine, equine, and canine sanctuaries. This lady has created a farm called Little Orphan Hammies. She saves pigs and has been doing it since the 1980s. And the reason that I would probably not tell you the story, other than there's a lot of attention being directed toward these sanctuaries now since John Stewart and his wife started one up in New York State. There are a lot of other sanctuaries, and I have had this idea for a couple of years, but I just love the name. Little Orphan Hammies. They're all pigs. Rescued.
I've seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt. And for all the little piggies.
It's in Solvang. I don't know where that is, California. You know where that is? Jen, Solvang.
Solvang. Oh, yeah. That's actually just about 2 hours away. It's inland from Santa Barbara, but not by much. Yeah. It's maybe 20 miles inland. And it's a Dutch community. It's really cute. It's like a little it's a little town, restaurants and bakeries and stores.
Sounds
really
like a good
fun.
Place to go for a nice little overnight
trip. It's a romantic
trip.
Weekend.
Lots of bacon out there, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, a lot of bacon. She's got all these. Oh, man, she's got lots of pigs there. It's a cute place. Little Orphan Hammies. In a moment, you'll meet Maria Francesca Trilogy. She's been on the program before. I think she was on the program last year trying to give us an overview, a bird's eye view of what this year will be like from astrological perspective. So we'll spend the rest of the hour focused on that. 16 past the hour, actually quarter after the hour, here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back to back.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
All right, 18 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. This is the beginning of another opportunity, I suppose maybe the arbitrary beginning of a new year. If you have spent the last year or two or three or four or five, or maybe your whole life wishing your life away because you're not happy, perhaps with the help of Maria Francesca Trilogy, you can find a little bit of happiness, because in this lifetime, as with all, depending on whether you believe in other lifetimes or not, it's kind of our job to find happiness, isn't it? And a lot of times, Maria, people seem to escape that, or they, through their own actions and choices, they don't choose to be happy. And that seems like kind of a sad thing. You meet with people all the time who are not happy. That's why they come to you for advice, because they're basically not happy, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, what? That was a good answer. It took me a minute to set that question up, and you had a one-word answer.
I got that. Good morning.
Yeah.
Yes, it is true, and I think it is because we spend so much of our time looking outside of ourselves for to gain that happiness, and especially in our country. Not that it might not be worldwide at this point, so much of the influences that come to us depend on what we have to create that happiness. What I mean by that is, you know, the car we drive and the clothes we wear and the money we have. And unfortunately, we find over and over again that that is not the road to happiness. You know, the road, yes, life is good, life takes work, but it's more of an inside job. And I think when people come to me and they look at who they are astrologically, it helps them to understand that we all have a path that we need to take. And in order to find that path, we have to know who we are. And so the only way we can find that out is to spend some time going inside.
Mm-hmm. Spend some time with you. Maria is the founder of Spirit Mind Body Works. She provides practical tools for people. She's been an astrologer and a minister, an educator, a personal growth motivator for 30-some-odd years. She's done that since she was a big-time bopper in the corporate world as a healthcare and retirement administrator. So she's going to help you a little bit in this hour. Good day, 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and I have Maria Francesca Trilogy, T-R-I-L-I-E-G-I. I'm sure a lot of people, she's very Italian. I can tell you I know Maria quite well, and I appreciate the help that she provides for a lot of people, and that's why I have enthusiastically endorsed her book, which is called Life is Good When You Do the Work. Give us a quick 30-second thumbnail sketch of why you wrote this book and how it helps people.
Well, I think I started out with a blog, you know, and each blog that I wrote was to me a little snippet of information, an idea, a focus on how we could have a good life. And that I kept thinking over and over again, it is work. To live a good life, we have to do work. And work, that doesn't mean we're going to have to scrub the floor over and over and over, but it does mean we have to pay attention. We have to focus. We have to be responsible. We have to live with integrity. There is all of those descriptions of what work means. And as I went through the essays, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could take all of those? And they are simple. They're not, it's not any rocket science. It is, though, powerful information that we need to be reminded of. And that's what gave me the idea of taking all of that and putting it into a book. And the 40 essays are very easy to read. You can open the book at any point and get something that can, you know, guide your day, support your day, and there, it's all practical. I think I come from a very practical place in my life overall. And
well, you had to be practical to survive. What do you have, about 19 brothers and sisters that you grew up with?
I do have 19 brothers and sisters, exactly. So I think, too, being the oldest girl also gave me a very varied and wide look at people's personalities. Because even if they were all born within the same family, we're all so different. And I think that is because of who we are astrologically, even though there are only 12 astrological signs. Within that, there's a lot more complexity. Well, you know.
Yeah, you have you offer coaching sessions to people and consultations using astrology.
I do.
Why is it that astrology works as it does? How is it that it amazes me, the more I find out about it, how accurately, if you know enough about a person, that is, you have to know the time they were born and the city in which they were born and other circumstances.
Yes.
But it's not complicated, but it really works out to be. I've said this on the air any number of times, Richie, you've heard me say this, how it helps me hire people. It's helped me in my own personal life. And if you have the right information, it is so dead on if you get somebody good like you doing the work.
It fascinates me. I've been doing this work. I was certified back in, 1983. So I've been doing this work for, a little over 30 years. And I still am fascinated by how the composite of a person's personality comes through to describe characteristics, to describe qualities, to describe challenges that this lifetime brings based on the date and time and place of your birth. And every planet has an influence. So when we look at where the planet is, where the sign is, I mean, it's very scientific.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of study.
Yeah, it's not like you just pick up a book and know. We're going to find out what's ahead for this next year. That's why Maria is here in the next half hour of Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. On the line with me is Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is an astrologer. She is a coach. She has an approach to wellness that is very unique. She works well in the healing arts and is a pretty exciting person. She's written a book that's kind of neat, Life is Good When You Do the Work. And you can go to her website to order the book. And I said earlier on the program, I go to her website, MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com, and then I thought to myself, who's going to be able to figure out how to spell that?
I know.
So we probably ought to post it someplace where we can get it, because your name
is Maria. Well, Maria, and then Francesca, F-R-A-N-C-E-S-C-A,
yep.
And then Trilogy, T-R-I-L-I-E-G-I.
Right. There's an extra vowel in there.
Yes.
From the
lots
Italian
of eyes.
Versions. Yes, lots of eyes. Okay,
last
so
name. So I wanted to say one little thing, and it will support what we were discussing a few minutes ago. How does one know one's personality through astrology?
Mm-hmm.
To consider that different seasons of the year bring different kinds of energy. So spring, summer, winter, fall. Mm-hmm. And then and certain plants grow better at certain times of the year. So if you took that concept and applied it to people's personalities, it's the same thing. Person born in April will have a very different personality than someone born in September. And it's as simple as that, and yet it becomes a lot more complex because we have to consider where all the planets were located or where the planets and the constellations were sitting, as we say, as all you know, they cycle around on the day of somebody's birth.
Let's not get too deeply into the woods or into the weeds. One of the things, however, that's practical is understanding, or maybe having an understanding isn't the word I'm looking for, but a grasp a little bit of the various types. We have 12 signs. Some are fire, some are water, some are air.
And some are earth.
And some are earth. So there's three of each. And so in my case, I'm a water sign.
Yep.
So what does that tell you about water?
Well, water signs, their journey or their the qualities that support their life is they are very emotional. They look at life emotionally. Yeah. So they get charged by what it feels like to be on the planet. Mm-hmm. So they're very feeling people.
Mm-hmm.
Earth signs are more grounded.
That shocks you, Richie, right?
Yeah, yeah, I would never guess that.
Does that make sense?
For Doug? Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so Richie's birthday is December the 4th.
He's a Sagittarius.
He's a fire sign, so he puts out his fire.
Wants to. But fire, when fire and water come together, look at what it creates, you know, a lot of smoke.
Magic.
So, but here's what happens. If the fire can warm the water, because you have to, you put a pot on the stove and you light the fire. And the water boils up and gets energized and turns into something different. So water and fire signs have to learn to respect each other in a way that is different than if it's water and earth. Because if you've got a water sign and an earth sign, the water nurtures the earth, and it's easier. When it's fire and water, you have to be a little, you have to temper that. A little bit. So,
right, how much is predicated? One of the things you've taught is that there are other influences. For example, where your moon is, rising sign is. How influential are Richie's? I should have had you do Richie's chart for this because it would have been instructive. His is December 4th. I don't know what time.
December 3rd.
Well,
5, 20.
I will say this: that Sagittarians are going to go in these next 2 years. Which is just starting, and that's what I wanted to talking about the year ahead.
Yep.
The planet Saturn, which is the planet that every 29 months moves into another sign, is for the very first time in 30 years will be sitting in the sign of Sagittarius for the next 24 months.
So
it's
what
already
does that mean
been
to
there.
Sages? So what does that mean to Richie?
And that means that Sagittarians are going to experience a change in how they view life, a change in their lifestyle, a change in somewhere in their health, career, relationships, even within their own persona. Sagittarians always need a passion.
Mm-hmm.
They look at life optimistically. They want to constantly be fired up by something. So this is going to be the year where people are going to be searching for meaning in life, deeper meaning. Sagittarius is always looking for the deeper meaning of things, of just life itself.
You sure we're talking about the same guy?
No, she's got me.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. It is so. If you've got somebody good doing your chart, you should have. Well, I'll get Maria to do a whole chart on you, Richie.
It is a really important year for you.
Mm-hmm. Right, let's talk about.
It's important for all of us.
Doug, I want to back up 1 minute to something Maria said that caught my attention.
Yeah.
And Maria, Doug knows me. Doug knows that I'm cautiously open to any and all of this kind
much
of
more than he used to be before he met me.
Right. No, I mean, it's like,
you've been exposed to a lot of it. I'm being facetious, but only limited.
I need to see a little science, and there's enough little science there to make me go, okay, I see something here. But I'm kind of a cautious guy. But you said something that you were certified in the 80s. Explain to us how that works. Certified by who? Certified to what? Certified?
Yeah, there are organizations that it's where I got certified was at an organization called Aquarius Workshops. That was the organization that then certified you or me as an astrologer, a professional astrologer. Of course, I had to take classes. You know, different courses, and then take a test that was quite involved in that, what you have to do, I could explain a little bit about it, is we have to find the longitude, latitude of the place the person was born, look at where the planets were located on that very day, take the birth time of that person based on where the sun was rising at the time of birth, and then put it into that pie-shaped horoscope. So it's very intricate and very involved. And the science of it, of course, comes from the understanding that the planets that are cycling around, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, right. Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, were all situated at, it would be as if you were going to take a snapshot on that very moment of birth, of where everything was situated, put it down into this round, or into this horoscope, we'll call it, and that defines your personality. That defines the qualities, the challenges, and of course, it is a belief that those planets do have an influence, and that is what astrologers have been, how could I say it, kind of fighting for the understanding that it is absolutely true that the moon does influence us, that the sun does have an influence on who we are in our consciousness, in our personality. And I was fascinated and continue to be by the, by the yeses that people say to me when they come to see me and we're describing who they are, and it's not there's not a generalization here. This is quite specific. Detailed.
Yeah, it's very specific.
Right.
All right, let's talk about what's ahead in the moments that we have about 3 or 4 minutes left
okay.
here. Let's spend some
so
time with
the
Maria.
Two main, there's two main planets. Well, there are five, actually, that create change every year. Some move slower, some move quicker. So I would say that the two most important areas, if we have, you know, if we don't have a lot of time, is where Jupiter, the planet of that brings benefits, where that is going to be in the sign of Virgo until October. Now, Jupiter, benefits, what does that mean? Well, within that sign, it means that those benefits will come to us through the qualities of whatever sign it is. And Virgo is all about our personal, physical, emotional health and our ability. They're very practical. It's an earth sign, time to get organized, time to simplify your life, time to get a healthier work-life balance. And, you know, we're all struggling for that. We are all looking at life now to say, how can I work smarter, not harder? Mm-hmm. How can I take more time to enjoy what is going on around me and not get caught up in all the drama, trauma, and negativity that we are exposed to by, we know, the different influences? So healthcare is going to be in our hands. We as people have to, Virgo is very smart in telling you exactly what's going on with your own physical body. We don't need all that, of course, when something goes wrong. We want to get to somebody who is more qualified than we are. But it all starts with us. What are you doing to take care of your physical health? Really and truly, how much exercise? What are you eating? How do you think? Do you meditate? Are you doing anything to be a healthy person? And that is what the focus is going to be, on finding the better way to be healthy in a world that is constantly telling us what's wrong with us.
Yeah.
So
all right, what do you expect in terms of not the individual, but the general, and whether you take the astrological chart of our country, when it was born, can you look at our country the same way as you can look at a human being
yes.
and figure
yes.
out
and
where we're going?
Isn't it interesting that our country was July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
July 4th is the sign of Cancer, and cancers are very, Cancer is the mother of the zodiac. So generally, we are a country that's always trying to mother the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we are finding that it's getting more and more challenging to do that. And this year is going to be such an incredible free-for-all that we are not going to know who the president is going to be until the very last minute of,
really?
Of this election year, because we have allowed the political system a freedom that we've never seen before. You know, it not that it's good or depending on who you are and where you are. So there's a freedom this year that is coming where people are going to be able to, because of Saturn and Sagittarians, want to talk, are very passionate about what they're passionate about. So this is going to be a year of people expressing themselves in a way that we have not seen in many years.
When you say expressing themselves, how?
Well, expressing themselves as far as their belief system.
Is that so? Should we take this event that's taking place out in Oregon, where these quote unquote patriots have taken over the federal wildlife refuge? Is that an expression that you're the kind of expression
exactly.
you're talking about?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Philosophically, religiously, personally,
mm-hmm.
This is who I am. This is what I believe in, and I am going to do everything I can to get the world to understand it, to see it, to know it. Mm-hmm. Now, in some cases, it is not going to be a good thing.
How and does this year ahead of us compare to last year? You've said to me that it looks like quite a bright year. I don't know whether you were talking about me or were you talking about in general that this would be a far better year because of the way the planets are arranged.
I think it's going to be a better year because it is not going to be so... you know, there's been a lot of exposure of what is right and what is wrong. And this year we're going to have an opportunity to really take a look at that to determine and decide how much of these belief systems are really valuable. Do something about it. Do something. We've got to know that all religions have value. And so some kind of value.
Mm.
And are some religions that are too organized or too, not supporting the good in the world.
In your
they're
face.
They're going to be exposed in a way that they're, we're going to look at it and say, now, wait a minute. What
well, we're already
we...
doing that, in a sense.
That's
we're
right.
We're doing that, and is it? Do we resolve it? That's the. I think people want to see resolve.
I think we are going to start seeing a healing
mm-hmm.
that we have not been able to understand or to support before. And social media, is
mm-hmm.
really helping us to do that if we pay attention in ways that make sense. And I think we do know that there are religions that are so restrictive, and we've always had those on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about the Crusades, where they went in and forced people
Catholic
to
Church.
Believe things.
Yeah, same thing as what's going on now.
That's right. But it's a lot smaller now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it isn't the whole world.
No, but it's affecting the world. It may affect the whole world, depending on how well it's handled by whatever leadership you've... may not have heard me say this, but I've said it a lot on the air. We are lacking in leadership, and I'd love to think that 2016 will produce some good leadership. Well, we've done a good job in giving people bits and pieces. You can go to spiritmindbodyworks.com. That's your other website, right?
Yes.
Spiritmindbodyworks.com to get more about what Maria thinks this year is going to be about. And check her out. The book is Life is Good When You Do the Work. You can get that at Maria Francesca Trilogy, TRILIEGI.com. Maria, thanks for the insight. 51 after on Good Day.
You're welcome.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Monday is upon us.
Upon us? You are just becoming as I was Downton Abbey last night. And I'm becoming
a British accent working for you.
The program brought to you in part by Burger King. Right now at Burger King, get two croissant witch. Is that what they have them? The croissant witch?
Croissant witch, yeah.
It's a croissant.
If you want to be. Yeah,
is it croissant witch or croissant witch?
Croissant witch.
A croissant witch. They have two.
I'm pretty much thinking not a whole lot of people roll up to the Burger King drive through and say croissant witch.
A croissant witch, please. Bring my Rolls Royce around and I'll pick it up at the front window.
Thank you.
Anyway, so a couple of croissant witch breakfast sandwiches. You can get two for $4. Restrictions apply at Burger King. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. 54 minutes after the hour. We'll have Richard Schemmel with us in a moment. First, though, a report from the scene of the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, from Holland Cook.
Last year, CES strained Vegas hotel capacity. So this year, they've capped attendance at last year's 176,000 of us. And they even changed their name. What was the Consumer Electronics Association is now the Consumer Technology Association. Because there's more to tech than gadgets. The world's biggest retailer doesn't own a single store. Amazon.com. Google and Uber are verbs, not gadgets. Uber, which now equals car to a growing worldwide customer base, has a bigger market cap than General Motors. The world's biggest taxi fleet doesn't own any cars. It's a social network. And yes, I am in gadget heaven with acres of selfie sticks and Bluetooth speakers and mammoth 3D TVs and drones. More than 2,200 companies' products are on display here. 80% of them are small businesses. Businesses, many of them startups that presidential candidates call the risk takers. And many of them are lining up for ABC TV's Shark Tank, which is doing open auditions here. Tech is big business, $285 billion this year in the USA alone. And I'll tell you all about it all this week from SurvivalSpeech.com. I'm Holland Cook in Las Vegas for Good Day.
Richard Schimmel is here on the Tech Talk formatted, well, this corner of the Good Day program is technology formatted. The Consumer Electronics Show, Richard, this week, as Holland just pointed out, has all kinds of things. Have you been to the CES yourself?
I've been to, for the last 30 years, I've been to CES. I leave on Tuesday.
You heard what Holland said, and I'm wondering about, I guess the first thing that came to mind was he was talking about Amazon, and I remember seeing that like half of all online business this Christmas was done at the Amazon site. What is the future for this company and for others who are competing with it?
Amazon's the elephant in the room. Everybody's trying to knock them off, and it's going to be real hard because Jeff Bezos really has an outlook on retail that I've not seen by other entrepreneurs or other CEOs. You've got new startups coming up saying they're going to knock off Amazon, but you know, because Amazon has the Prime shipping and the Prime service, they're steps ahead of any other service. They really are.
It's hard to compete with somebody, Doug, when I see something on a computer screen today and it's on my front porch steps tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So they got it not.
And their price. I was at Best Buy last week and I was buying like a Fitbit type thing. Mm-hmm. And I found it on Amazon for $15 cheaper. And I said, "Do you price match?" And they said, "Yep." So I walked into Best Buy, showed them my phone, and they price matched it.
Yeah. It's a phenomenon, no question about it.
Yep.
All right, so the kinds of things at the Consumer Electronics Show, the home products that people are going to see more and more. Remember when we were kids, you could clap your hand and the lights would go on?
Right, the clapper.
Yeah, the clapper. So what is there now that is connected? The simple, easy stuff, the appliances, thermostats, lights, that kind of thing, that make you can turn them on with your smartphone, right, these days?
Right. And, you know, the concern about that is the hacking problem. You know, these companies create all these connected home products really without researching or the privacy issue of somebody hacking into your home, into unlocking your front door, and
wow.
Stuff like
oh,
that.
Who ever thought about that? Man, there's something to think about. I hadn't thought about that. Well, stay away from those devices. Richard Schimmel, who is the Tech Media Observer here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.